This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Keeping it with the draft theme, I think we have one more game of seeing Sky Moore in a Kansas City Chiefs uniform. I think we have one more game. This weekend, if you plan on going out to Arrowhead and you plan on doing the double dip where you get a chance to watch KU and you get a chance to go to the Chiefs game, Rob, you might end up doing that. You might end up doing the double dip, little Friday Arrowhead, little Saturday going to the booth. You might end up doing that. I'm telling you right now that you better say your goodbyes to Sky Moore because he ain't coming back. It just isn't going to happen for Sky Moore. I know he had a punt return for a touchdown. It is in everybody's best interest if Sky Moore just goes to play for another team. It just didn't work here. And sometimes that's life. I don't know what team he's going to go to. I certainly hope that it works out for him. I don't have any reason to root against him. And he never did anything wrong. But I'm telling you, on this team, I don't know how you can keep Sky Moore around. I don't trust him to do anything. I don't trust him to do anything. You can't trust it to throw it to him. I don't trust him on special teams. You getting a punt return touchdown late in the third quarter of it just doesn't do anything for me. We've done this long enough with you, Sky Moore. I think that he has one more week with the Chiefs. So if I was him, I would try to go get all the autographs I can from my former teammates. I would try to get Mahomes to sign a helmet. I try to get Travis Kelce to sign something. I try to take a selfie with Andy Reid. Like, I would try to get all my Chiefs memories that I can get, because something tells me that you are going to be moving very, very soon. And you will not, wherever you live in the city, you will not be living there in 10 days. You'll be living somewhere else.
Just furthering my point about things that boggle my mind. You're right. Sky Moore's time in Kansas City has come to an end. If we get what is roster day? I think it's actually Labor Day. And we get the alert the Chiefs are cutting Jason Brownlee but keeping Sky Moore, I will be frustrated by the team. So I do think Sky Moore is gone. I think fans have been harder on the Sky Moore pick than they have been the Felix Anudike-Uzomah pick. And Sky Moore has been more productive as a player than Felix Anudike-Uzomah. That, like, connecting our two conversations, Sky Moore's time is over. It's done. It didn't work. I hope it works as the Jets, the Giants, or a bad team, and you catch on. Maybe you'll have a second run with the Titans. Like, I really do hope the best for Sky Moore. But fans crush that pick and crush the player, and deservedly so, because he has not been good. Yet they don't do that same thing for Felix. It legitimately just boggles my mind that a second-round pick in what might be the best draft the Chiefs ever had, 2022, gets more grace than their first-round pick in 2023. Just mind-blowing to me that everyone just like, yep, Sky stinks, so it goes. But Felix, it is what it is.
I think what happens with Sky, I think it's like easier to evaluate when someone's bad at wide receiver than it is to evaluate when somebody's bad on the defensive line. Like, you visually see it, right? Like, you see that he wasn't, you know what I mean? So I think that also changes things. I also think what really helps with the Chiefs and why some of the frustration has kind of subsided with them is, like, you know, it's a crapshoot going into it, right? And the Chiefs, they have spent three reasonably high resources on trying to fix wide receiver. They have spent two second round picks and a first round pick. Well, they absolutely hit on one of the second round picks in Rashee Rice, and it looks like they have hit on the other one when it comes to Xavier Worthy. So I think in a draft mindset, if you know that you're going to miss picks, I don't care, first round pick, second round pick, like, you're going to miss from time to time. Nobody's going to shoot 100% from the field. If you were telling me that over a three-year, four-year stretch, they spent three draft picks on wide receivers and you feel like you hit on two of those, I think most people would take those odds. So I think the fact that they got it right on the back end with so many other guys and they just missed on Sky Moore, even with me, it's just like, hey, the game is the game. There was a time where people thought Sky Moore could work. I remember he was getting compared to Julian Edelman. I even looked it back up. I was like, was I remembering this correctly? No, people thought that he could be Julian Edelman, and you just got it wrong. It just didn't work. And if you couldn't figure out a way to make it work in this wide receiver room over the last couple of years with this quarterback, this team, this head coach, and the vast problems that they've had at wide receiver, then just, hey, it just ain't meant to be. It's just time for you to go do something different. And that's why I think at the end of this period, I think this guy Moore is just, he's either going to the practice squad or he's going to do something different. I just think if I'm him, I just want to start over. It feels to me like at this point, it's much more of a mental thing than a physical thing. I don't know if mentally he'll ever be able to get right in Kansas City. Like, you need to start fresh. You need to go to Jacksonville. You need to go to Buffalo. You need to go somewhere else where you're not the second round pick that didn't pan out, that you can just be the guy that's coming in here, low expectations, just come in here, keep your head down and do the work. I think Sky just needs a change of scenery. I think that's in the best interest for everybody.
I really do hope that Sky Moore catches on somewhere and has better success. I do think it's like a gift and a curse of Kansas City. You're right. The expectations are Super Bowl or bust in Kansas City. And if you aren't part of the solution, you're part of the problem and you're out. Maybe if he goes to a place, that's why I mentioned the Titans. If he goes to the Titans where it's let's just get better and he has a chance to improve their wide receiver room and maybe they do something to utilize him a little differently and he turns into a 350 to 400, maybe 500 yard receiver in the league, I'd be happy for him. But it did seem like at least his rookie year, it seemed like the pressure of being in Kansas City and having a higher, you know, rate of, hey, you're under a microscope because we are trying to pursue Lombardis, definitely got to him. Like, he had all those muffs, and eventually with the punts, eventually it felt like it was mental with him for a little bit. I do think he overcame it, but he does need to change his scenery more than anyone. And I mean, I have no ill will towards Sky Moore. I know this show likes to get its Sky Moore stats off, but if he goes to Tennessee, Seattle, wherever, and becomes just a complimentary piece, like Chris Conley became a complimentary piece somewhere else, good for him. That just sometimes doesn't work out in Kansas City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.